just step in, Lord, to the doorway, through the living doorway. We step into your grace, into the pavilion of grace. We step in this amazing throne. We come boldly to this throne, into your hands and arms of mercy. Stand before you, naked and open before you, Lord, all things unveiled, without veil. We stand before you in the light, Lord, and ask you today for the spirit of wisdom and revelation, for the eyes of our heart to be flooded with light, as we have taken off the old man and dismantled him, buried with you in a baptism, planted together in the likeness of your death. We have put off the old man in your presence. We stand open. Father, grant us today, according to the riches and glory, to be strengthened with all creative dunamis power, administrated by your Holy Spirit into our inner man, that Christ may dwell and occupy and have the ascendancy in this prayer time. That you flood us with the strength to ascend into the high places. You grant us the light to stay with you, Lord, to follow you into life, to follow you into the high places, to follow you into the summit, to follow you into the crown, follow you to the fullness of all things, the quest for the crown of wisdom. That you clothe us today in your righteousness, Lord. We receive a robe made of white, a robe made of light. We step into this robe of righteousness. We step into this standing you've given us. We lay aside all unworthiness. We lay aside all guilt, shame, condemnation. We lay aside all the consciousness of works, toil, and labor. We wear your righteousness today, encompassed with a robe, with a shield, encompassed in union with you. For in you we live, and in you we move, and in you we have our being. We give the eye of our heart to be interwoven into you, the Alpha. We give you the eye of our heart, the focus, the attentiveness, the attention, the single-minded eye, singularly interwoven into you, locked in to your light, locked in to your grace, locked in to your goodness, locked into your garden. For you lead us into the garden today, the garden of your rest, where we cease from all our own toil, for all that you will do will not be in our own strength, it will not be in our own sufficiency. Wisdom will build a much greater house than we could have ever built. much grander, much more profound, much greater in every way. We surrender our works, our toil, and our labors in the eye thereof, the poneris eye of harassment, distraction, toil, labor, heaviness. We surrender it here in the garden of the lilies. We surrender our eye to be interwoven into your grace, to see you standing so resolute, to see you standing in stillness, pureness, tender, emanating the pure grace, emanating the pure light, emanating fullness of grace, with no works, grace without toil, grace that pleases the Father, that receives, for they that can receive of the abundance of grace will rule and reign. We hold you, O lily, in our heart, for you're in the frontlets of our eyes, you're in our mouth. We hold you, we behold you, embrace you, we enter in to your atmosphere, to your garden, to dwell in union with you, to dwell in this beautiful rest, this beautiful grace, this beautiful peace. To dwell in this amazing, white, glorious lily. Such pureness, such tranquility, such harmony. Harmonize me. Harmonize us now. Bring us into the frequency of rest. Bring us into the frequency of grace. Bring us into the frequency of peace. We let go now. We let go of control. We let go of the reins of our life. We let go of the reins of our responsibilities. We let go of those things that concerneth us. We surrender everything that weighs upon our heart. We let go of the world. We let go of even the promises in this place. We let go of everything just to be, just to dwell. Just to sit, just to lay down. Just lay down in that garden for a moment. See the glowing, emanating glory. Just see yourself rolled up in a blanket now of pure grace, made of the pure lilies, rolling you up in a cocoon of grace, a cocoon of rest. Rolling you up in light. Peace is emanating. Rest is emanating in your mind, your heart, your body, your soul, your spirit. Being made one, rolled up in you, Lord. Clothed in the effervescent robe made of the pure lily. Crowned with the crown of grace. You prepare me for the true crown. I cannot wear your crown of my own sufficiency. I cannot wear your crown in my own works. You do not crown human sufficiency. You do not crown the heart of toil. You do not crown the old man of works. Prepare me for our crown. Prepare us all to be encompassed. For an ornament of grace you give to my head here, that wisdom may encompass me with a crown of glory. She bring us into this Jordan today, Lord. You said you called your son out of Egypt. We were led out of Egypt. We were led through this wilderness. We were brought into this Jordan. Brought into baptism here. Now we stand. We stand next to this ark. The seven priests, the seven eyes of the Lord, sitting in the midst of this Jordan gate that's now filled with glory, that's now filled with hope, faith, rest, love. Stand upon the 12 stones of this constitution, the word that you gave to us in this journey. We stand upon these stones, watching the gate, waiting within the threshold to hear the voice of wisdom saying, come. To hear the voice Joshua, Yeshua, saying, come. To hear the voice of the trumpet saying, come. Enter into the crown, for you have set before us an open door. And today, begin to acclimate to the atmosphere of the crown. Today we begin. You have set an open door. You that has the key to the house, to the throne, to the crown. You wear that crown in a perfected state, seven times the perfection you inherited it, Lord, in your ascent into the right hand of God. I will set my king on the holy hill of Zion. And you have invited us. You've extended invitation to rule and to reign with you. To receive this crown as a priesthood, the Church of Philadelphia, Joshua sitting, called to sit on a king's throne, to receive a crown, the forging thereof is wrought by wisdom. She once again is building her house. Hewing out of stone everything that's not made in the perfect image thereof. Hewing out the image, the foundations necessary to wear, to operate, to function. Hewing out the seven pillars of wisdom. You began us with this, and you'll end with this. All of these years preparing us to wear what you began in the beginning, righteousness, seven pillars of righteousness, peace, gentleness. You've wrought your righteousness in us. You've shewn out and wrought your peace and your rest in us. You've wrought your gentleness in us. You've wrought humility in us to know we in ourselves can do nothing. You've wrought your mercy and love. You brought us to love. You wrought your equality in us, a house of all nations, red, yellow, black, brown, white, all standing as one creation, one spirit. And you've wrought truth in us. Oh, how the spirit of truth has been given to us. All of these seven pillars functioning, operating. You've been hewing out from the beginning. All the things we asked of you, you've been carving it out. Hewing the image of Christ in us. Hewing the image of wisdom in us. Preparing the foundations of this crown for the seven spirits of God to rest upon us. The spirit of glory to rest upon us. The crown of glory she will give to thee. The spirit of wisdom. An understanding of the Bana, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, the seven spirits of God encompassing the crown upon us. Wisdom is encompassing us now. The seven pillars of wisdom, the seven spirits of God filling the pillars. The seven spirits of God encompassing our lives with glory, wisdom, understanding the Bana, counts, might, the spirit of might, knowledge, the fear of the Lord. You have shown us the seven eyes of omnipresent omniscience, coming out from the lampstand, being transformed to a crown with the seven eyes of the Lord that go to and fro all the earth, given from Him that was, Him that is, and you that is to come. The eyes have no boundary. They're not restricted by time or dispensation. They're not restricted by place. When Paul said, I beheld your order. Eyes of Elijah that could see into the enemy's camps. Eyes that have no boundary, no restriction. That can move in the arenas that were, the arenas that is, and the arenas that are to come. That can move to and fro, like John G. Lake was brought into Africa, downloaded his entire future into him before he ever arrived, seeing the political, religious, and financial landscapes of his mission field. Your eyes went before him. Oh, it's these eyes that are forged into the crown, that are in the crown themselves, these eyes that were encompassing Jericho. It's these eyes, Lord, these seven eyes of perfection, of omnipresent omniscience. It's so needed. We surrender all the ways in which we try to build your kingdom. We lay it all down that we may truly find this amazing crown, the crown of the seven pillars of wisdom, the crown of the seven spirits of God, the crown of the seven eyes of omnipresent omniscience that can truly bring us out of simplicity bring us in the fullness of light. Allow us to see those things. Allow us to see the end from the beginning. The seven eyes. Allow us to stand in the end. Stand in front of Mammon. To stand in front of time. To stand in front of markets. To stand in front of what all people have been enslaved to. We can come out from that realm. Move in front and see the end. What an amazing operation. You encompasseth us with this crown. You encompasseth us. You're building it. You're hewing it out. You're preparing this house of the crown, which we as joint heirs will fully wear. The seven ram's horns of kingly authority, the perfection of kingly dominion. The ram's horns that blew the trumpets made of the ram's horns that brought the walls of Jericho down the first great battle. Mammon fell. The walls of Mammon will fall as this crown has now been perfected. The kingly dominion is a perfect dominion. Perfected seven times. For you sitteth king, Lord. There was given unto you a glory, a kingdom, and a dominion. You sitteth with the seven eyes and the seven horns, a omnipotent dominion. These are the seven spirits of God. These are in the crown, preparing us for the trumpet. Horns. The horns sound a trumpet against Mammon. Preparing us the sound of many waters. Preparing us with a sound that will bring the walls of Mammon down. To be as like it was in the days of Solomon, where there is no adversary nor evil occurrence. That we don't live under Mammon, this house will be fully delivered. From all adversary. From all evil occurrence. Delivered into a place of glory. Kings will come into this house. Men of renown will come into this house. Not to see a man, but to see your glory, the glory of this crown manifesting. Manifesting into tangible glory, Shekinah glory, will be seen in this house. The crown manifesting in governmental harmony with the eight offices of God operating together. In harmony, together, brought into a fullness, brought into a harmony, brought into a grace that only heaven could deliver. The crown of dominion, omnipresent, omnipotent dominion, a crown that will hold dominion over the enemy, wherever this crown resteth. Dominion will be wrought and sealed by wisdom. This is our crown. We embrace, we receive, we know this is ours. The crown of seven inheritances that will manifest in our lives, that will manifest in this house, that will manifest in this city. And wherever we go, power, dunamis, creative power, manifesting signs, miracles, and wonders. Wealth manifesting under inheritance, transference of wealth. The crown of Babylon will be delivered over to us. The king of Babylon will bow. The king of Tyre will bow. The fiat currency systems of this world will bow. This crown, all things will bow to it as they did in the days of David. It will happen again. This is the house you've opened for us. Power, riches, undergirded with wisdom, undergirding the operations of power. The operations of wealth by transference, wisdom, undergirding the two power twins. Wisdom, might, spirit of might, spirit of might, spirit of might will be upon us. We shall not be weak. Abated, we will be full of might, full of the strength. We'll mount up on the wings of a great eagle. We shall run in this last hour and not be weary. We shall walk and not faint. Deliver thy might even into this Jordan gate as we watch and wait. Glory, honor, blessings. You will honor this house. You will fill it with your glory. Crown of glory will be given, be encompassed. She will encompass us with a crown of glory. Today we choose to follow you, to stand at this great door, to say, blessed are our eyes watching at this door. Blessed our ears waiting to hear the voice of the trumpet. Say, blessed are we positioned in this Jordan gate to hear wisdom calling us to the king's table, calling us to the banquet table, the round table, calling us to the house of the crown, calling us to the table of the crown, calling us to sit the summit, into the final stone, to sit into the crowning stone, to administrate from that place, to go in the way of the Bana. Father, we say in this door, in this gate, in this Jordan, it shall be even as it was told to us. It shall be. Against hope, we have believed in hope. We stagger no more at your promises. We're strong in faith, giving glory to you to what you have promised us. You will perform it. For we are in that hour now, in that day, as of May 14th, 2019. The dispensation of the crown is at hand, confirmed by the Sanhedrin priesthood, the lampstand standing over our Cyrus, building, ready to build this final crown. In that hour, you said that you would perform your good word to us. At the end of the 70th year, that you would visit us and perform your good word to us. That you have a plan of good, of peace, and not of evil. To give unto us our desired end. Our desire is the crown. It always has been. That we would go as we are today and pray unto you, Father. and that you would hear us and hearken to our prayer. That we would seek you with all of our heart. We would find you in this crown and be found of you, beholding you in an eyewitness state, seeing you in your majestic glory as the reigning King of Kings, beholding the crown that you will execute dominion with in the 1,000-year millennial reign, which we get to wear as joint heirs in a preliminary run to demonstrate what will truly be happening in the 1,000-year millennial reign. This honor you've given us, this great honor to come in as forerunners, to stand in this Jordan gate as forerunners, we will not turn aside. I will never turn aside. I have died with you in this Jordan, Lord. I was buried here, as you know. They that suffer with you will also rule with you. As I have been planted together in the likeness of your death, I will also walk in the newness of life, the resurrection power, the glory of the coming crown. We will stand till we hear your voice, Lord. We will be found in faith. We will be found watching. We will be found waiting with a resolve that only wisdom can build. There's no more room for unbelief. There's nowhere else to go but stand. We shall not be moved. Though the earth may quake, we shall not be moved. Though the mountains may swell, we shall not be moved. Though the waters may cover, we shall not be moved. We will see 7 days of light. We will see the crowning of the church. We are your chosen remnant is watching today. We seal this to say thank you. I know you hear us. All of us in one accord, in one heart. We say thank you before it all begins. We see it now. We receive. It's so crystal clear. We see the end from the beginning. We thank you for this amazing hour. We seal this with a thanksgiving. We seal it with a praise. We seal it with faith, true faith. That can look into the unseen, that look into the realm of the impossible and not be moved by it. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Forever, Lord, thank you.